This is Best of All. Tonight, starring Judy Garland, Jinx Falkenberg, and Skitch Henderson, with Clark Dennis, Sylvia Michaels, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, another in a series of programs saluting each week an outstanding American composer or performer in the fields of musical comedy, operetta, and motion pictures. Tonight, Best of All salutes Judy Garland. We shall hear Judy Garland, Jinx Falkenberg, Clark Dennis, Sylvia Michaels, and the Textor Singers. As always, the orchestra is directed by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Ken, and welcome everybody. Tonight at the Paramount Theater in Times Square, Miss Judy Garland comes back. Now, if your first reaction to that statement is that you don't believe that she was ever away, I agree with you, but with a reservation. Judy Garland, who can dance a little, act a lot, and sell a song as well as the greatest entertainers that ever lived, arrived as a star when she was still in her teens. And when I say now that tonight she comes back, I mean that once again, many years later, she arrives as an even bigger star. Tonight, her new movie, A Star Is Born, opens here in New York at the Paramount. We've seen it, and we can testify that Judy is in this movie the Judy we always knew she'd be, a finished and almost perfect artist. Tonight, we pay tribute to her. Later in the program, we'll hear Judy's voice off the soundtrack as she sings some of the songs from A Star Is Born. We'll also take you to the theater where Jinx Falkenberg will bring us some of the color and the excitement of opening night. But meanwhile, we salute Judy Garland with some of the songs she has made famous throughout the years. Mr. Banghart, if you please.
Well, Skitch, from the movie Summer Stock, in which Judy shared the honors with Gene Kelly, the Textor Singers and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra offer If You Feel Like Singing, Sing.
Don't you care?
It often happens to show business that a performer becomes identified with a particular song and vice versa. With Fritzy Schaff, it was Kiss Me Again. With Jolson, it was Mammy. With Helen Morgan, it was My Bill. In Judy Garland's case, it was the song we all first heard her sing in the enchanting motion picture The Wizard of Oz, when, as Dorothy, the serious, sweet-faced child, she sang with all the yearning that only a child can communicate. Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow. Clark Dennis sings it for us now.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rainbow. Once in a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
One of the most charming of all Judy Garland's movies is Meet Me in St. Louis. For this movie, Carrie Mills wrote the delightful title song, which Sylvia Michaels and Keith Texter sing for us now. Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis.
But no wifey he found, so he said, where can Flossie be at?
A note on the table he he spied. He read it just once, then he cried.
It ran, Louie dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there.
We will dance the hoochie coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie
if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
We will dance the hoochie coochie.
I will be your tootsie wootsie.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at.
When Hollywood made a motion picture version of George Gershwin's musical Girl Crazy, the producers cast the leading roles with two of the youngest talents in the industry, Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. It was a singularly happy choice, one reason being that it gave Judy the opportunity to sing, and the rest of us the opportunity to hear her sing the wonderful Gershwin tunes. The Texter singers combined with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra to bring us one of these now. I'm Biding My Time.
Biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time.
Now, let's see. The time is 14 and a half minutes past 8 p.m. here in New York, and right now on Times Square, the taxis and the limousines are pulling up before the Paramount Theater, where Judy Garland's picture, A Star Is Born, will, within this hour, have its gala East Coast premiere. In the lobby of the Paramount right this minute, there are many notables from the film industry and a number of theatrical personalities from the East Coast. Among the latter is our own Jinx Falkenberg, armed with a microphone. So, we switch you now to Jinx Falkenberg in the lobby of the Paramount Theater.
And right here at our microphone in the lobby of the Paramount Theater, I have the author of the screenplay of A Star Is Born, Mr. Moss Hart, and his very beautiful wife, Kitty Carlisle, who has a curtain problem tonight, haven't you, Kitty?
Well, I'm in a terrible hurry to get to the Broadhurst Theater to ring up the curtain on Anniversary Waltz, and I'm furious because I can't see A Star Is Born. And I hear it's the most exciting picture that's ever been done, and Judy is at her topmost best.
That is show business, though, where the wife goes off to one theater to be on stage and the husband sits in the audience of another watching his movie on screen. Moss, I'd like to ask you, in show business, which is more exciting, the birth of a star or the rebirth?
Well, I suppose the rebirth of a star, really. I don't know why that should be. I've never been in at the birth of a star. Have I? I don't think I have, no. And I wouldn't exactly call this Judy's rebirth. I suppose most people are calling it this, but Judy is one of the most gifted women, well, most gifted anything I've ever known in a long show business career.
When you wrote the screenplay for A Star Is Born, did you know that Judy was the star?
Oh, indeed. Uh-huh. They couldn't have afforded my salary otherwise.
You watched a star reborn, really, in your Lady in the Dark on Broadway with Gertrude Lawrence. And I wonder, is there any similarity there between Gertrude Lawrence and Judy Garland?
Yes, there is. Ellen Terry said this once, and actually, it's true of Judy and it was true of Gertie. It's that little something extra.
This must be Judy coming, huh?
Oh, God.
Moss, take over and narrate this.
I'll get away. Judy Garland is here. You don't want me.
Oh, Moss, wait. I do want you. I'd like you to come here for one moment. Would you explain, Moss, the line that you have written in A Star Is Born that explains a star and the
that
role of
that little something extra.
And that's from Moss Hart.
Moss.
Hello,
Judy, how are you?
I'm fine, darling. How are you?
A kiss nice from Judy you. Garland. This microphone is leading all across the country.
Really?
On an NBC network
I've
show.
Never
a tribute
been...
to you.
Oh, darling. I hope I deserve it. I've never been so happy, and I think feeling that I'm back in New York is the best feeling in the world. Palace Theater isn't far away from here, you know. You're looking very pretty tonight.
Judy, you are sensational in red satin with a red sequined hat on top. Look,
Sid.
And Sid Luft, your husband. Hi, Sid, how are you? Look, Judy, can you concentrate for one moment on this question? Of all the people who have helped you the most, to whom would you like to say thanks?
My old man, Sid. I can't thank anyone but him. He produced the picture and did everything for me, and he's the one who deserves all the thanks. I have to be honest about it.
Has your daughter Liza seen it yet?
She's seeing it tomorrow afternoon.
Now, I wonder, Judy, what advice you would give her about show business and about going into it. Would you discourage her at all, or would you just say, go ahead and have a wonderful time?
No, I'd wait until she's a little bit older, though. She has to get through school first. She's here, and so is the little one.
She's here tonight?
No, not tonight.
Oh, no, I know she's in New York.
No, they're in New York.
Yeah. But you wouldn't do anything to discourage it, though. There are wonderful moments in show business.
I wouldn't discourage it, but I would advise her to wait a little while and go into it when she's a little older, wouldn't you, darling?
Yes, I would.
But after all, you went into it when you were, what, all of...
That doesn't make 12? Any difference. It's a marvelous night. I've never been more thrilled. I've never been more overwhelmed than tonight.
Judy, there have been discouraging moments in your career. When you were very young and you auditioned, didn't you, many times?
Yes.
When you were a young little girl and a singer?
Yes.
And weren't you ever discouraged then?
Oh, I've been discouraged lots of times, so that doesn't mean a thing. Tonight's the most wonderful thing to think of.
A star is born. Thank you very much, Judy Garland.
Thank you, Jinx, darling.
Thank you, Sid.
Thank you, Jinx.
And I'm dying to see the picture. Can't wait. Everybody wants Judy. Well, if you could only imagine what's happening, maybe Mr. Television, Milton Berle, can help me describe it. Milton, would you?
Oh, this is murder. Ruth, come over here. I haven't got a shirt on and I haven't got a tie on. They have ripped everything off. They thought I was Sid Luft just now. Well, I can reason with the people that are in the lobby here for being so excited and so noisy and everything about this great appearance of Judy.
I think if this were television, people could understand a little bit better the complete excitement and bedlam that's going on here. But every balcony of the Paramount Theater has has about four rows of people overhanging into the lobby, and they all wanted to greet Judy, and they all wanted her to look up at them and say hello,
well,
didn't they?
Well, you know, Jinx, I don't think we can blame the audiences because they love her so much, you know, and they do not realize that they do get a little hustle bustle and out of line, but it's just the enthusiasm that they have for her.
Milton, you've been in show business many more years than Judy. And I wonder if you can tell us, this movie is A Star is Born.
Yes.
And in the life of every star, there are ups and downs. I wonder if you can tell us about a low moment. Have you had...
A low moment?
Yeah.
Well, there's been quite a few low moments in my career. I think I've made about five comebacks, as we would say. I was on the floor five times for the count of nine. And that's when I had my ups and downs back in days of vaudeville. When I played the Gus Sundheim in the Pantages circuit, and back in the Orpheum circuit, and B.F. Keith circuit, and Lowe circuit, where I flopped in many cities, and I was canceled, and I was taken out, and I was reborn again, and then on television, I was kind of lucky on television, but there did come a time, even in television, over this very wonderful network, that we had to make a change at one certain time because we had our ups and downs on the viewer's standpoint of wanting to have the program changed. You know what I mean?
Did you hear Moss Hart say that a star, he explains it in the movie, A Star is Born, in his dialogue,
right.
A star is that little something extra. Would you say that that's what Judy Garland has?
Well, no, I have known Judy Garland for quite a number of years. I remember her name was Gum. And I remember singing at the old Hollywood Restaurant as an audition once with NTG quite a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to be master of ceremonies on the stage, on the floor at the time. All that screaming here is not for me. This is for Johnny Ray. He just came in. I think he's crying. I don't know why he's crying. Maybe because he's not in the picture. But I just want to say one thing about Judy Garland. I do not believe that A Star is Reborn tonight. It's not a rebirth of a star. I think that quality and talent will never go out of style. And that's the answer to Judy Garland.
Milton Berle, thank you very much. Nice to have seen you and Ruth. Let's see if we can get Johnny Ray over to the microphone. Johnny?
Oh, it's good to see you again, Jinx. Have you ever seen any excitement like this before?
No, and Judy Garland said it was the most exciting night of her life.
Have you ever met my date tonight, Miss Georgia?
I certainly have.
Hi. We'll have to lower the microphone for Georgia just a tiny bit.
I'll get on my suit.
Listen, Johnny and Georgia, what do you think of Judy Garland? How would you describe her talent? Georgia?
I can say that I'm just here. As a singer, I am her number one fan. I always say that it's really, I don't think they make a talent like Judy's very often, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful evening to have a chance to see this great talent.
I must admit myself, Jinx, that I've already seen the film once out in California, and when they build a picture of the most eagerly anticipated picture of our time, it certainly is true, because it's a wonderful, wonderful picture, and it's a real triumph for Judy.
There is no business like show business fits in here, and that's the name of the movie that you have made, isn't it, Johnny?
That's right.
Coming up.
It's been awfully nice talking to you, Jim.
Thank you very much, Johnny Ray and Georgia Gibbs, and here is Miss Elsa Maxwell. Elsa,
Hello, Jinx.
You classify Judy in your list of aristocracy? Would she be a duchess? Would she be a princess or a queen?
More than that. She's the top. She was born on the top of the rainbow. And I think she drew herself up by being a typical American girl, where some of the others are tropical American girls. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She didn't have to be posed on a calendar with a very few clothes on. She didn't have to be very, very sexy. She was a human girl. She's wonderful. And I love her to death, and I've known her all my life.
I suppose in any of your fabulous parties, Elsa, all over the world, you would include Judy Garland as a very special guest.
She's always sung for me whenever I've asked her.
Has she really?
And she's the top.
Thank you very much, Elsa Maxwell, for stopping by here. You who are in your 71st year.
I am. Isn't it awful?
And have seen stars come and go.
But this is the greatest girl we have. And she's a really typical American girl. That's what we want. No sex, no nonsense, no naked calendar pictures. Nothing like that. She's the real thing. That's right. It's much better.
Thank you very much, Elsa Maxwell. Well, you've heard Johnny Ray and Georgia Gibbs and Maud Hart and Killy Carlisle, and, of course, Judy Garland, right here at our microphone tonight in the lobby of the Paramount Theater. And right now, this is Jinx, and we return you to Best of All and Kenneth Banghart.
Thank you, Jinx Falkenberg, and special thanks to you, Judy Garland, for being with us. Over at the Paramount Theater, the crowd's beginning to settle down a little, perhaps, in their seats, and in a very few moments, Judy Garland's latest picture, A Star is Born, will fill the screen. A few minutes from now, therefore, in its first performance in an East Coast theater, the audience will hear the first song that Judy Garland sings in A Star is Born. By just a few minutes, we'll beat them to it. From the soundtrack of A Star is Born, Judy Garland herself sings for us now, Gotta Have Me Go With You.
What a spot this, not so hot this. Hey there, shy one, come be my one. Please don't rush off, want no brush off. I can't compel you to buy what I'd sell you, but I'd like to tell you life's song. You want to have bells that'll ring, you want to have songs that'll sing. You want your sky, your baby blue, you gotta have me go with you. Hey, you fooled you, why so cool you, when I'm ready to go steady. You wanna have eyes that'll shine, you wanna have grapes on the vine. You want a love that's truly true, you gotta have me go with you.
Gotta have me.
Why the whole out, have you sold out, time you woke up. Time you spoke up, this line I'm handing you is not a handout. As a team we'd be a stand-up, not out. You wanna live high or die, you wanna have two hearts in rhyme. Gotta have me go with you.
But don't forget about me. Gotta have me.
Gotta have me. You want to have bells that'll ring, you want to have songs that'll sing. You want to style baby blue, you gotta have me go with you. Hey, you fool you, why so cool you, when I'm ready to go steady. You want to have eyes that'll shine, you want to have grapes on the vine. You want a love that's truly true, you gotta have me go with you. Why the hold out, have you sold out, time you woke up, time you spoke up. This line I'm handing you is not a handout. As a team we'd be a standout. You wanna live high on a dime, you wanna have two hearts of rhyme. Gotta have me go with you.
You are listening to Best of All, tonight featuring music from A Star is Born and other Judy Garland pictures, and starring Judy Garland, Jinx Falkenberg, and Skitch Henderson, with Sylvia Michaels, Clark Dennis, and the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a brief pause.
Stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All, tonight starring Judy Garland and Skitch Henderson with the Texter Singers and the orchestra. And before we bring you Judy Garland's own voice in the two biggest hits of A Star Is Born, Skitch Henderson, the orchestra, and the Texter Singers offer one of Judy's past successes. Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. Star Is Born, Judy Garland plays a part made to order for her, the role of Esther Blodgett, singer with a band who's discovered by an established movie star, Norman Maine, played by James Mason, who then moves on to the tribulations and heartbreaks that go with the making of a star. Before she's discovered, her great delight is to go to an after-hours club where, solely for their own enjoyment, the boys in the band have jam sessions. In these early morning musical carousels, she is, of course, the singer. And it's during one of these sessions, into which he has wandered, that Norman Maine hears her and immediately knows that he has discovered greatness. I think you'll agree that it's no wonder when you hear the song he heard. From the soundtrack of the movie A Star Is Born, Judy Garland sings The Man Who Got Away.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call. gone off and I'm done you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game.
I know Skitch Henderson agrees with me when I say that in Judy Garland's new picture, A Star is Born, one of the most remarkable production numbers ever filmed can be seen. It's woven about a new and a delightful song called Born in a Trunk. The song itself has the singer explaining her theatrical background, but as it's produced in the movie, we cut from time to time away from that song to scenes of her childhood in the theater, to her first appearance on the stage. And woven through these sequences are other songs. For example, the first song the heroine sings on a stage is I'll Get By. And then as she goes about from agent to agent looking for work, she auditions the old favorite You Took Advantage of Me. She gets a job in the chorus line of a tab show, and with the other Corrine sings Black Bottom. In a nightclub, she sings The Peanut Vendor. In a more soigné club, she sings Melancholy Baby. And finally, when she starred, she wows a theater audience with a spirited rendition of Swanee. So, if I were to announce now that you were going to hear Judy Garland sing Born in a Trunk, I'd be conveying the wrong impression unless you understood that all those other songs would be in this production number. It's a remarkable achievement, and one that few artists could sustain, inasmuch as the number takes 14 minutes and 10 seconds to perform. I think you'll agree, as you listen now to Judy Garland from the soundtrack of the motion picture A Star is Born, singing the hit song of the movie, Born in a Trunk.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I can't express it any other way. For with this awful trembling in my heart, I just can't find another thing to say. I'm happy that you liked the show. I'm grateful you liked me. And I'm sure to you the tribute seemed quite right. But if you knew of all the years of hopes and dreams and tears, you'd know it didn't happen. I was born in
in the Princess Theater in Pocatello, Idaho. It was during the matinee on Friday, and they used a makeup towel for my daddy. When I first saw the light, it was pink and amber coming from the footlights on the stage. When my dad carried me out there to say hello, they tell me that I stopped the show. So I grew up in a crazy world of dressing rooms and hotel rooms and waiting rooms and rooms behind the scenes. And I can't forget the endless rows of sleepless nights and eatless nights and nights without a nickel in my jeans. But it's all in the game and the way you play it. And you've got to play the game, you know. When you're born in a trunk at the Princess Theater in Pocatello, I just stood and watched from the wings. That's all my mom and dad would allow. But as I got older, I got a little bolder and snuck out for their second bow. They kept me in the act because they needed me to milk applause. Until one night they did a crazy thing. They left me out there all alone. Mama said, "You're on your own." And Papa shouted, "This is it, kid. Sing." I'll get by as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Quickly, the tricks of the trade I practiced after everyone was gone. And with the tricks I learned traditions, and the hardest one of all is no matter what, the show must go on. As time went by, I looked for jobs and was kicked from pillar to post. I haunted all the agents' offices, and I almost ended up a ghost. That's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill because you took advantage of me.
No.
I'm just like an apple on the bough, and you're going to
shake me down somehow, so what's the use? You cooked my goose cause you took advantage of me.
No!
I'm so hot bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. Suffer something awful each time you go, but much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors, call me yours, cause you took advantage of me.
Yes.
No. But at least it was a chance to eat.
Something happened. Dame Fortune showed her face. The star got sick, and I was told to go on in her place. But she recovered. Oh, well.
A new rhythm for you. Scotland, you go. With her, the do that.
But finally I got an offer to sing in New York, and I wired, I'm on my way. I had visions that this would be a fabulous, famous cafe, filled with high society, elegance, and spruce. And I pictured me, the epitome of a very chic chanteuse. Peanuts. Through every city, town, and country lane, you'll hear him sing his plaintive little strain. And as he goes by to you, he'll say,
"Sing, melancholy baby."
Peanuts. The little children like to trail along. They like to hear the peanut vendor song. They all laugh with glee when he will say,
"Hey, melancholy baby,
come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have till the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be
melancholy tune.
My benefactor appeared with his card, and at first I thought he was fresh. Fresh? He was fresh from heaven, all right. He produced the show that gave me the chance to sing for you tonight. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in the eyes. I even know my mammy. Waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Well, Swanee,
Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. I love you. Be called overnight sensation, for it started many years ago when I was born in a trunk in the Princess Theater in Pocatello.
Was the great production number Born in a Trunk from Judy Garland's new motion picture, A Star is Born. It is because we on Best of All believe that that number, as presented in the picture, will be talked of for months, and that many will consider it the single greatest triumph of Judy Garland, that a word about Judy herself now seems appropriate. Like the girl in Born in a Trunk, Judy Garland has from her earliest years been a trooper. Her parents were theatrical people, and she and her sisters were scarcely out of the lisping stage when they were singing professionally. She was a veteran at 12, and so good that it was not too long before Hollywood stardom and an Academy Award made the long journey that preceded it seem like a dream. She was a star for a long time, this girl who was still so young, when Hollywood palled on her, and she found herself by going back to what she'd been born to, back to trooping in a theater. By now, everybody knows, and many of us will never forget, how Judy took center stage at the Palace and for 19 record weeks had the audiences cheering her and imploring her to give them encore after encore. Judy Garland, a true star, a girl who had talent to start with, who worked hard to make that talent flower into greatness, and who has achieved that greatness. Best of All is happy to salute Judy Garland, and happy in conclusion to hear her sing the song which, above all others, she loves. But a story goes with that, doesn't it, Skitch?
Well, yes, it does, Ken. This is a wonderful night for me because I had the pleasure of working with Judy for a couple of years back in the happy days of radio and at MGM. And I happened to be on the lot when they brought this song on the lot. That's what they say in California, at least. When they brought this song in for her to hear it. And I think this received the greatest reaction of any of the wonderful songs that have been written for Miss Garland. This has unfortunately become a song that belongs to Cafe Society, but actually it's one of the really beautiful melodies of all time, and I think Judy's reaction at that time is the reaction that all of us that have any integrity about music at all have to this day. And to conclude this tribute to the great Judy tonight, here's her to sing this song as only she can sing it. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden of your faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
now. You have been listening to Best of All, tonight honoring Judy Garland and featuring music from various Judy Garland productions, including her very latest one, A Star is Born. Tonight you heard Judy Garland herself, Jinx Falkenberg, Skitch Henderson, Sylvia Michaels, Clark Dennis, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week for another full hour of music and entertainment on another program of Best of All with Skitch Henderson, the orchestra, and guest artists. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were transcribed.
This is the end.